From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. About 75 people got together in Northwest Salt Lake City this morning to protest a potential immigration detention center coming to Utah. KUER's Macy Lipkin tells us why.
The protesters were responding to rumors that ICE would be touring a Salt Lake City warehouse as a potential detention center. They held signs on the sidewalk outside the building. Salt Lake City resident TJ Young started a cheer.
When politicians think that they're going to open a 7,500-person detention center in Salt Lake City, what do? Stand up! Fight back!
KUER could not confirm whether this site is being considered for a detention facility, but Governor Spencer Cox has said he would support one in the state. And new detention centers are in the works around the country. The Big Beautiful Bill gave ICE money for 80,000 new beds. ICE arrests have tripled in Utah under the second Trump administration. Currently, five county jails in the state hold some ICE detainees for a few days. For longer periods, detainees are driven or flown to other states. The protest was outside a large new warehouse. KUER asked two brokers at the company that owns the building to confirm whether ICE is considering their property. One hung up, and the other said he didn't know anything about it. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
Former candidate for governor Phil Lyman has lost in court again. Lyman has been fighting his 2024 Republican primary loss to Governor Spencer Cox. Last summer, he sued Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson in federal court. Lyman claimed she violated the National Voter Registration Act by not providing him the statewide voter registration list. He wanted to see if it was current and accurate, but District Judge David Nuffer dismissed the case yesterday. He said Lyman did not prove concrete harm. More than 40% of Utah voters are not sure if they support the state's redistricting law, known as Proposition 4. Prop 4 bans gerrymandering and created an independent commission to oversee the creation of new congressional maps. A new Deseret Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows results from earlier this month. Those undecided voters are from across the political spectrum. The rest of voters are pretty much split on whether the law should stay or go. The Republican Party is trying to gather signatures to get a repeal of Prop 4 on the ballot in November. The Salt Lake Planning Commission voted against a proposal to turn 80 acres of farmland near the Great Salt Lake into industrial space. In a unanimous decision, commissioners gave their unfavorable recommendation when they met this week. The land is owned by the nonprofit Clark and Christine Ivory Foundation. The group wants to use profits from development to fund its charitable mission. KSL reports opponents say the change would harm the wetlands. The Salt Lake City Council will make the final decision. KUER and KSL are partners through the Great Salt Lake Collaborative. Utah could be missing out on nearly $50 million in Medicaid rebates. A new state audit looked at the Department of Health and Human Services. It found the agency did not turn in pharmacy rebates and invoices to drug makers on time. Late invoices mean it's more likely the state won't ever see that money. There's a backlog dating back to 2023. Tina Kennan is the state's auditor. She acknowledges there have been some vendor issues that added to delays, but she says it's up to the Department of Health and Human Services to get reports and other paperwork in on time. You are listening to KUER News.